Well, let me ask you this, because you were artistic director of the Chicago Opera for a number of years, and before that,
consultant, advisor, etc.
Yeah, and you had to build many, many casts. Tell me, are there risks of building repertoire around stars?
The biggest risk is that the star will cancel.
Cancel. I knew you were going to say that. What about illness?
And illnesses, too, that also make a difference. A clever impresario, if they're building an opera around a star who has a bad cancellation record, is to have a singer in reserve who can make it big. If you recall, when we together did the concertante version of Semiramide at Carnegie Hall, Montserrat Caballé canceled on the night before the performance. She was in New York,
but was really ill.
It was the night before. And I rang you and I said, don't you think, you said to me, don't you think we should call June? And I said, well, June is just fine. Let's let her have a night's sleep and we'll call her in the morning. And indeed, that's what I did at 11 a.m. on the day. I said, you're on. And June Anderson came out and had an enormous success that night. But I knew when I planned that I had to have someone really good in reserve. And frankly, I don't know if June would like my saying this, I offered her Caballé's fee if she went on.
Ah, great. Well, I don't think I'm talking out of the wrong side of my mouth if I say that Montserrat got the title available for limited cancellations.
Yes. Well, there were a few others we could mention, but she was one of them. She was a champ. And if you were planning around that sort of singer, or the kind of singer who got sick a lot, and I used to look after a couple of those when I was an agent, manager, I shouldn't say agent, I don't like the word,
Well, you were a manager, but there are lots of agents.
Yeah. The trick is to always be honest with the auspices and say, look, Miss Smith or Mr. Jones are a bit fragile, and it would be very well for you to be well covered on this in case something goes wrong. And I was respected for telling the truth about that. I always would say when I had one of these, and I had a couple, some of whom you know very well or knew very well, and, you know, one would have to be well covered. And that actually sometimes did the trick, because if they were sick and the cover was going to go on and they knew it was a really good cover, they didn't like to let the cover go on. So they would have to be very sick to cancel.
One of the best things I ever heard about a second cast, anyway, not necessarily a cover, Bajan Mehta and Anne-Sophie von Otter, Bajan countertenor, Anne-Sophie mezzo, Swedish wonderful singer, were standing in the wings, and the second cast was taking over now for different performances. And she was hers was now singing, and she said, she sings rather better than one would have hoped.
Yes, that's it.
I love that. That's one of my favorites.
Well, I had a wonderful theory that if an artist was giving me troubles during rehearsals, I would always let the understudy go right in to sing with the orchestra. And on several occasions, the artist got healthy so quickly, you couldn't believe it. It was wonderful. Wonderful. I have all these sort of funny things that I would do to get people to function. Because the game and the backstage side of the business is to try to... Look, Artis Kranich, whom I worked with at Lyric for the whole of my career, who was a great, great, great woman. She was a Christian Scientist. But she used to say that illnesses were all created by fear. And I learned a great deal about this whole issue of the fear of performance. Opera singers are like tightrope walkers. What they have to do to perform is very, very scary, because they can't touch, they can't see, they can't really do anything about their instrument except to take a good breath and sing. It's very hard. And if you understand that
that's scary...
Live a clean life. It's a very scary business. And therefore, they need an enormous amount of support, enthusiasm. I get really yelled at when I scream bravo in the middle of a performance. I still do it at the age of 65. But I say to the people who get upset at me, they need to hear that someone out there loves what they're doing. They need the love to come back to them from the audience. If the audience is cool, the performance won't be as good. And support backstage and from the audience is crucial to an excellent performance, I believe.
Well, you know, in those nights, we always say, well, they're sitting on their hands tonight.
Yep.
And, you know, I...
Not when I'm in the house, they don't.